right, it's Monday. Are you ready? Well, I sure am. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Are you ready to get started? And I'm just assuming you're going to say yes, even though I can't technically hear you. I have a feeling you are ready because you tuned into the program. Let's begin with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thanks so much for stopping by this morning. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up in the next hour, speaker, author Marge Fenelon will be here to talk about the importance of Catholic media and why we should support Catholic media. We will also be joined by the director for the Office for the New Evangelization of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Megan Coakley will be here to let us know what's happening in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia when it comes to new evangelization. Also on the program, the one, the only, my co-host, Mr. David Parker.
Good morning, Gary.
Mr. Parker, good to be back in the studio with you.
Yeah, good to have you back. You know, how was, where were you this weekend?
I was in Cleveland.
Yes.
It was touch and go getting back because we had thunderstorms in Cleveland and in Philadelphia, but
wow.
Some minor delays, but I made it back with no problem.
So they rerouted you through Atlanta? No.
No, it was just a bit of a delay, but I'm here. Good to be back in the studio. We were doing the program remotely, but the three of us are together. Frank Eliasson's here as well.
Good morning.
How's it going today, Frank?
You know, it's a party. How was your weekend?
My weekend?
Yeah, you got back. You know, anything special?
Well, it's funny. Let's talk about that because I didn't sleep well last night. Right? Do you feel sorry for me?
No, I'm just worried that usually when that happens with you, you start to think about things. And then you come in with these things.
So. Well, no empathy whatsoever.
Well, let's talk about that. Okay, so it started off well. I went to bed early last night. And this happens to me sometimes. Go to bed early, wake up, it's 2 o'clock, and I am wide awake.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, Frank, does that ever happen to you guys? And if it does, what do you do when you wake up and you're wide awake in the middle of the night? What's the best thing to do?
I usually hop on the computer and start doing work.
See, now, doesn't that wake you up more?
Yes.
But that's okay because
I'm up.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really? I mean, you can't lapse or drift off to sleep again if you lay there 5-10 minutes?
Maybe 5-10 minutes. But if you know, if I basically am at the point where I'm up,
you're up.
You're up, and you accept that. Okay.
Me?
Yeah, Dave.
Sometimes I'll fall back to. I'll think. Why am I awake at like 1:30, 5 a.m.? And then if I calm down and stop thinking that,
right,
I'll go back to sleep.
Because sometimes you can panic yourself even more thinking, I'll never get back to sleep, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to get up till 4.
I think I've heard stories from you of watching some shows that you get caught up on some of those shows.
From time to time. But I try not to because, you know, Gary's point is, like, if you start doing things and then your brain is engaging, waking up.
And that's what I've heard. In the past, I would get up sometimes, watch TV or do something. And then I've heard that that makes you more wide awake.
Yes.
So
a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I took the time to talk to the Lord. I said some prayers, and eventually I fell asleep. Of course, just before I had to wake up. But
Sometimes I do. Honestly, I will say prayers. But sometimes I go with the old, if you want to say, grandma, wives' tale, whatever. I go and get some milk in a small cup, I warm it in the microwave. You know, warm milk is supposed to be better, but it's not that. It's the tryptophan in milk, you know, which it makes us sleepy. If I do that at 1:35 in the morning, I'm afraid then I won't wake up. Anyways, but I try the milk with tryptophan.
Well, at any rate, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, and that's what happened to me last night. So,
okay, well,
but I'm here. I'm wide awake. I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
sounds good.
How'd you negotiate the downpours? Was it raining heavy?
It was raining heavily as I was getting ready, but by the time I started out, it was fine. You guys make out okay today?
Sure.
Yeah. I did. Good point. Okay, from rain and nature and rain to remember you saw the mama deer and the baby deer?
Yes.
Driving up, I went up Swamp Road today. Mm-hmm. I saw a mama and two fawns running across. They were running towards the road. But it was a big field. And I was afraid. You know, I looked in my rearview mirror, hope nobody was following me.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't that trafficky. But they stopped. Mama and her baby stopped at the. They turned around and they ran back into the field.
Taken care of your car trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't want to say that, but it crossed my mind. But we won't go there.
Because that would force a decision.
I'm not going to eat venison this early in the year. Okay, I'm sorry.
Speaking of weather and related items, let's take a look at the weather for the greater Philadelphia area. Current temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport, 72 degrees today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 tonight. More showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Then otherwise it's going to be mostly cloudy, low around 71. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers, high near 84. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is only 20%. Looks like we should have a pretty good day. At the moment, in Paoli, it's 70 degrees. In Quakertown, 68. And in Bristol, it's 73 degrees.
Nature story.
Sure, Dave.
Also,
you go
right
ahead.
After I saw the deer,
one thing,
the
you know, one thing when I was awake at night last night, I said, you know what? We need more nature stories on this program, Frank. Right? And I hope Dave can deliver.
Because that's what we're all about.
That's right. So with that in mind, Mr. Parker, you go ahead with your
I mean,
story.
To the rain, I saw a canoe full of ducks with they had life preservers on.
Oh, man.
It's so much rain out there, they're even tired of it.
Wow.
That was actually pretty good.
Okay.
For you.
Wow.
Better than I expected.
All right, man.
Anything else?
Thanks.
Dave?
No.
Anything else you would like? Mr. Parker, you have the floor. Would you
right,
like
no,
to
I'm,
share
I'm
it
done, Gary. How about you, Frank? Going once, going twice.
I have no nature stories for
today.
No,
well, why don't we take this opportunity to take a look at the gospel?
Yes.
Today's gospel comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 42.
Good job bringing us back.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I mean, the nature stuff is great, but every now and then we like to work a little spirituality into
always
spirit
a good
of the
idea.
Morning.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Hey, good thinking, brother.
Today's gospel from Daily Mass. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." You know, I think we all get caught up in this at times. I need a sign. Mm-hmm. Lord, tell me. Give me a sign.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are cases where it's okay if you're trying to discern something, say, "Lord, give me a sign."
Mm-hmm.
But there are plenty of signs. I think this is what Jesus is getting at. Mm-hmm. Scripture gives us plenty of signs. We've got 2,000 years of church teaching, and Jesus is saying, "Look, I'm the sign. Listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention."
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can look to the church and look to sacred Scripture to find out a lot of answers to questions that we have. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, we don't pay attention.
Yeah. And let's face it, even if there were the signs, we wouldn't see them.
Yeah, right.
Could be right in front of us.
Well, oftentimes, that's a very good point, Frank. But yeah, it's right there. It's all for us. But it's our discernment. I mean, we have to slow down and peruse and get into the Scripture sometimes, you know. Whatever it is that's appropriate for us.
And I mean, that's a bit of a tough message for Monday morning, but that's the thing with the Lord. And when you look at, I love reading Scripture like this because I don't especially want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
I want Jesus to say, "Hey, let not your heart be troubled. Be not afraid. Gary, you're a great guy." Mm-hmm. That's the message I want to hear, but he just told me something different.
Oh.
Right?
Wait, you want to hear that from me?
No. Well, I know I'm not going to hear it from you. I mean, I listen. Maybe Dave, I might got a shot.
Got Dave all choked.
I got
over
a
there.
Shot at hearing it from Dave.
Yeah, that was a good one, Frank.
You,
I love it.
But you know, he's
keep them coming, Frank.
But the uh-oh, that's not good.
We're getting feedback already.
But
go, Gary. Go.
But I'm hoping that's a sign from the Lord saying, "Hey, Gary, you're a great
speaking
guy."
Speaking of signs,
it was a sign for my wife.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you get signs you just don't want to hear.
I hear. Yeah. Well, that's the point. That's the point of the message. Well, anyway, we're glad you could join us on the program today. We have a lot going on in the show. Marge Fenelon's going to be here to talk about the importance of supporting Catholic media. She was just at the Catholic Marketing Network conference out in Chicago. It's the first one I've missed for several years. I used to always go to that, but I was speaking in Cleveland and couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk about the importance of supporting Catholic media. And I think this is a really interesting topic. I mean, we are part of the Catholic media, but there's print media, there's radio, there's TV, and she's going to make some points. She recently wrote a post in the National Catholic Register about this topic, and Marge is a regular guest on the show. I said, why don't you come on and talk about it? Also, Megan Coakley is going to be here to talk about what's going on for the Archdiocese, especially when it comes to new evangelization. Mm-hmm. Typically, things slow down in the summer.
Yes.
But I'm going to ask Megan about that, too, because what do we do, or is there a danger of slowing down so much that we forget or we neglect our spiritual life?
Yeah, at the same time, I think you start to see it pick up now. So, like, you know, basically as we enter into August and then hit September, October, there is a lot of events that go on, whether it be in the Delaware Valley or around the country.
That's right.
And so, you know, right now is a great time to start preparing for those things.
Great point.
And I don't know about you guys, but I think Megan Coakley and Marge Fenelon, they are two great guests for a Monday morning.
I was just going to say that, Gary. Are you reading my mind? Yep. That's scary, number one.
They're going to bring it today. So even if we
are... Two great guests to kick it off.
That's right. Even if we're not here all the way.
Yeah.
And Mr. Parker, I'm not going to say anything but about not being here all the time.
No more nature.
That's right.
Unless I get moved by the Spirit. Okay?
But we are glad that you're able to join us today. Stick around, relax, grab a cup of coffee, put your feet up. We're going to be here for the remainder of the hour.
Unless you're driving, don't put your feet up.
Very good point.
Yeah, on a Monday, it's rainy out there. Be careful.
You are so practical.
Double your distance. Don't follow too closely, folks. It's slick out there.
That's right. That's right. Good point, Dave. And we've got some good music coming up as well. So make yourself comfortable. Settle in. We're going to be here for the remainder of the hour. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 24th. Today we celebrate Saint Charbel Maklouf. Born in a remote Lebanese village in 1828, Joseph Maklouf spent his early years as a shepherd. The work offered him opportunity for prayer and meditation in a nearby cave. At age 23, he joined the monastery of Saint Maron, taking the name Charbel, and was ordained a priest of the Maronite Rite in 1859. Father Charbel's deepest desire was to live a simple life of prayer and solitude. He spent 23 years doing just that in a small hermitage, where food was brought to him once a day. But his real nourishment came from the Eucharist, the center of his life. His reputation for holiness prompted people to seek him out, to receive a blessing, and to be remembered in his prayers. But Charbel also went out to nearby villages to administer the sacraments to the people when his help was needed. In 1898, he suffered a stroke while celebrating Mass and died that year on Christmas Eve. His tomb became a place of pilgrimage and of cures. Known as the Hermit of Lebanon, Charbel Maklouf was canonized in 1977. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
When fear feels bigger than my faith, and struggles steal my breath away, when my back's pressed up against the wall, with the weight of my worries stacked up tall, you're strong enough to hold it all. I will cast my cares on you. You're the
And that was Cast My Cares by Finding Favor. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why support Catholic media? That's a question you may have not thought about. You might not even know the extent of Catholic media. Obviously, we're a Catholic radio station. We are part of the Catholic media. But here to discuss this in depth, and I think this is a really important topic, is our regular guest, Marge Fenelon. You can find her online at margefenelon.com. Marge, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am great. How was the Catholic Marketing Network trade show? I know you just got back from Chicago. How was it this year?
It was outstanding. It was outstanding, and it was, I felt, and I know many of our colleagues who were there, Gary, felt the same thing. It was a critical one.
Mm.
It was a critical one because we're all sensing these are unprecedented times. We've got an urgency here.
Yeah. Yeah.
To work hard for the kingdom, and and so it was, in a way, it was kind of a shake up and a wake up. But then it was also amazing to be together and to unite again with, you know, because a lot of us work on our own,
right?
And don't necessarily see each other through the rest of the year. So to be together and to recommit to our mission was just a great experience.
Wow, and you make me feel bad because this is the first one that I've missed in a long time, the Catholic Marketing Network trade show and the Catholic Writers Guild meeting. I was speaking in Cleveland. I wasn't able to make it this year. But let's talk a little bit about this whole idea of supporting Catholic media. You recently have a blog post at the National Catholic Register. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Let's talk about the importance of supporting Catholic media.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's so much I could say. I'm trying to figure out what should.
Yeah, and why? And why does it matter? You know, somebody listening might say, "Well, what's the big deal?" Or I don't even know much about Catholic media.
Well, here's the thing, Gary, that I always tell people: there's media, and then there's Catholic media.
Right.
Do we believe in our faith? Do we believe the teachings of the Church? Do we believe the magisterium? Do we follow the magisterium? Where else but in Catholic media are you going to get that?
Right.
That's why we need to support our Catholic media. You know, most of us, and I'm sure you know, I know for sure, that we're working in Catholic media because we love it, not because we're making megabucks. Because, truth be told, you know, the Catholic media, we are not rolling in the dough. We are working very hard. Most of the stations, most of the outlets live on or operate from donations. Because why? Because we've got this mission that in many ways is unparalleled to our secular counterparts. Yet those folks get regular paychecks. They're much more commercialized, and so people forget that we really need that support. And some people that I, in fact, you know, especially the young man I wrote about, think that we should just be doing this because, you know, it's the Church, it's, we love it, and so we should just be doing this for free. And I kind of get where it was a conversation with a young man, and he actually said it was sinful. It was
really
sinful for anyone to.
Wow.
Yeah, I was floored, and I, you know, I didn't engage in debate with him because I knew that was a sensitive topic for me. So I thought, okay, I'll just pray for this guy.
Yeah,
but he actually said it's just sinful. He said for anyone who's you know, speaking the truth, who's you know, working in the ministry to accept money. And I thought, well, in one part of me, I understand what you're saying because it's God's word, and that should be free. The other part of that is, what, you know, for many of us, this is our day job.
Exactly.
So if we don't receive compensation for what we do in Catholic media and publishing, we can't do it.
Right. Right. And right. And you know what? I've heard that before, too, because I've been in full-time ministry for 5 years, 5+ years now. I've had somebody write to me one time and say the same thing. Well, Jesus never took any money. You shouldn't be taking money for this. Totally disregarding the fact that I spend a lot of time doing what I do. And we all sacrifice here at the radio station. A lot of sacrifices are made in order to proclaim the truth. And I think it's important that you're getting this out there. People need to know that we are doing this because we love the truth, we love the Lord, and we want to make the sacrifices necessary to be able to proclaim that truth.
Well, exactly. That's exactly it. Because, you know, if we were trying to do this in our spare time, aside from our day jobs, well, nothing will get done.
Exactly.
It takes a lot of energy to be doing this, and it's good energy, and we love it, as I said before, but how else are we going to support our families and also our ministries? You know, I think it's in terms especially of public speaking. No, well, actually, not especially, but because to run a radio station, everything that we do, a newspaper, but when I go for speaking engagements, you know, there's this kind of disappointment, or there's this they don't understand why I need to ask for compensation, which to them seems outrageous. But understand that I'm traveling to you, and it basically, you know, if you're talking hours, it could be 20, 40 hours for one speaking engagement, you know, when you wrap mm-hmm. up the, put together the prep time and then the travel and the being there. And while it's a great privilege to be able to do that, and I love the people, you know, it's not frivolous for me. This is
right.
something that is a, I need compensation so I can continue to serve others and to live, literally.
Mm-hmm.
you
oh,
know,
yeah.
have a home and a family and,
right.
and food on the table and, you know, keep up my, you know, nobody buys my equipment, my computer equipment and so on.
Right.
Nobody, you know, so it's, I definitely don't mean to complain, but I just felt like, you know, being there at the conference and thinking back to that young man, I think a lot of folks just don't understand. And
right.
I want them to understand so that we can all be working together because we need their support. We need everyone's support.
Without a doubt. And Marge, at the Catholic Marketing Network, many of our listeners might not be familiar with the Catholic Marketing Network. Essentially, it is there are many Catholic bookstores and retail shops who come together at this Catholic Marketing Network trade show and really look for support because we live in a time when many of our Catholic bookstores are going out of business. So we need to support those folks as well because that is an incredibly tough way to make a living right now.
It is. It is. And I really was in awe of these folks who went through a lot of trouble, I think, to be at that show. But it was good. It's good for them. It's good for us because one of the things I love to do is I try very hard to walk so they have a big exhibit hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all of the vendors. And I try very hard to converse with as many people as I can to learn what it's like out there. So how's it going? Where are you located? You know, what's new for you and things like that so that we can keep in touch with each other because it is. And to try to encourage them because it is very, very hard work. You're right. Mm-hmm. Our brick and mortar bookstores are, I feel they're just essential, absolutely essential. And, you know,
they really
yes,
are.
We can do so much online, but you just, it's a sense of community that you
yep.
cannot find on a computer screen.
That's right. That's right. So if you're listening out there, when you need a Catholic book, I recommend you try your local Catholic bookstore first. There aren't as many of them around as there used to be, but there are still some out there, and they are doing a really good job. Marge, we have about a minute left. Can you tell us where we can follow you online and maybe bring you out to speak and help support your great work?
Well, awesome. Yes, you can find me at margefenelon.com.
And we will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Any new works coming up, Marge?
Oh, my goodness.
You're a busy yes. person, I know.
Many. Many. Biggest thing is Marian Pilgrimage. So if you look at my website, you can follow this. I'm making trips across the United States, 9 different sites, Marian sites, and it's going to end up in a book.
Well, that is excellent. We can find out more at margefenelon.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Marge, you are amazing. Thank you so much for waking up early to be with us. We really appreciate you coming on.
Anytime.
All right. God bless you, my friend.
You too.
We'll talk to you next time. That's Marge Fenelon. You can find her online at margefenelon.com. Mm-hmm. She made a basic point, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
We can tend to forget about these folks who are out there
exactly.
working full-time
mm-hmm.
to proclaim the good news of our Catholic faith.
Right. And I'm looking at one of them right now. And you were on the road over the end of the week and the weekend.
But we all do it because we believe in it, and that's why mm-hmm. this radio station exists. Holy mm-hmm. Spirit Radio exists.
Amen, brother.
In order to proclaim that good news. So keep us in mind, too. We could use your support as well. When we come back, Megan Coakley is going to get us fired up about what's happening in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio news update. The White House has indicated that President Donald Trump would sign a sweeping Russia sanctions measure once it moves through Congress. The House could take it up as early as tomorrow, and the measure requires him to get Congress's permission before lifting or easing the economic penalties against Moscow. The legislation is also aimed at punishing Moscow for meddling in the presidential election and its military aggression in the Ukraine and Syria. Israeli media, meanwhile, says President Donald Trump's Mideast envoy is on his way to the region to try and defuse a growing crisis over a sensitive Jerusalem holy site. The newspaper Haaretz is reporting that Jason Greenblatt is expected to arrive today in the Trump administration's first direct foray into the crisis, which erupted last week after Israel installed metal detectors at the compound following a shooting attack that killed two policemen. Israel's move triggered Muslim protests and claims that it's trying to expand its role at the site, which is also holy to the Jewish people. Israel, though, has denied this. And in Catholic news, the Archbishop of San Antonio, Texas, is decrying the deaths of at least 9 people due to heat in the truck of an alleged immigrant smuggler. It could take months for investigators to determine how and why a scheme to smuggle dozens of Mexicans and Guatemalans into the United States ended with the 9 deaths in a Texas Walmart parking lot. But previous cases where smugglers used such trucks to move human cargo shed light on this method of human trafficking and how it can go badly wrong. Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller, therefore, called the loss a incomprehensible tragedy and further lamented that, quote, "We pray for these victims and all victims of human smuggling and trafficking, that this monstrous form of modern slavery will come to a quick and final end." With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchak.
The Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition Celebrate Life 5K Run and 2K Walk is Saturday, July 29th at Peace Valley Park in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The race is at 9 a.m. and the walk will follow. You can register by mail until July 19th, online until July 25th at PretzelCitySports.com. There is a nominal fee for online registration. Or on race day, starting at 7:30 a.m. Celebrate life with the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, July 29th. Peace Valley Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When TV host Mike Rowe met retired Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills in Washington, D.C., he was astonished at the condition of the man standing in front of him. It wasn't just the fact that Travis was a quadruple amputee with 2 prosthetic arms and 2 prosthetic legs. It was also that his spirit was shockingly upbeat. When Mike asked what happened to him, Travis explained an IED in Afghanistan had destroyed his limbs. Despite that, he said, "I'm not a victim, Mike, and I refuse to be portrayed that way." Instead, Travis focuses on his wife, his child, and on helping wounded veterans adjust to life with their injuries. On Facebook, Mike Rowe observed, "Travis may be missing more than a few original parts, but he's also missing all traces of self-pity." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak. Whoa!
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. I have been set free.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West. I'm Gary Zimak. Thanks so much for tuning in to the program today. We are joined now by the director for the Office for the New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, our friend Megan Coakley. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you on this Monday?
Fine. It's very rainy, though.
I know. But, you know, you are just the right guest for this for this day. Megan, let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about what's going on in the Archdiocese, because I know there is a lot that's going to be happening. We're in the summer right now, and I think that sometimes there's a danger in the summer of letting our spiritual life slide a little bit. Do you find that to be the case sometimes?
Well, I know in the parishes it's definitely a problem. I think pastors kind of have to remind their people, you know, God doesn't take a vacation
from you.
You know?
Yep.
So yeah, I do think it probably is an issue. Yeah.
So what do we do? What's your advice about how do we keep our spiritual life going during the summer? Because the summer's the time for relaxation. We tend to slack off a little bit, relax. What's some advice that you might have for somebody who is struggling with that?
Right. Well, I think it's probably important to acknowledge or recognize that relaxation or downtime doesn't equal like dead time.
Right.
That there's nothing going on. So, you know, like for example, in actually this Sunday's gospel, you know, the sowing of the seed, and then you kind of rest.
Right.
But what's happening during that rest is that it's growing.
Right.
So there's a way that you have to be tending that and cultivating that and being on, you know, being on top of it. So it doesn't mean complete passivity. Mm-hmm. I think probably one antidote to the problem is that I think maybe a lot of people are probably, this is going to sound funny to say, but probably doing too much work in their spiritual life.
Oh.
You know, as opposed to when they're in prayer, they're doing all the talking and they're doing all the work.
Okay.
And as opposed to going to prayer in order to receive love. And I think if we had a more like contemplative, restful view of what our prayer life is, and also even just going to Mass, that Mass is really fundamentally about being loved, I think we'd find that actually our rest periods, our kind of maybe slower time periods like a summer, is a particularly apt time to be going into prayer and just resting before Christ, you know, especially if you can get in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just let Him love you. So, for example, like one of the great metaphors for the Eucharist, which you see embodied in the shape of a monstrance, is the sun. So kind of, it's kind of actually to remind us that we put ourselves in front of Him and we have almost like sunbathing like we do at the beach. We go and we sit in front of Jesus and let Him just radiate His love into us.
Beautiful.
Well,
so there's a way of doing it that's very restful, and I think if we had maybe more of an understanding of that, we wouldn't find our prayer life so taxing, I guess would be the word. It would actually be filling us up.
I love that insight, because I'm one of those people who tends to take it all upon myself. Okay,
yeah.
Lord, I've got to get to know You better, so here's what I'm going to do. And I do all the work, and I don't let Him do anything. Right?
Yeah. I think that's where really Our Lady comes in to kind of teach us this receptivity in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like that for men have to be first a son before they can be a father.
Right.
And for women, we first have to be a daughter before we can be mothers and wives and servants. And so I think that kind of essentially receptive posture before God really is something Our Lady can teach us.
Excellent advice. Now, Megan, you are the director for the Office for the New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. What's happening in the upcoming months in the Archdiocese?
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, actually, as you kind of indicated, the summer things slow down, for sure. There's a little less going on. But the first thing I want to point to is actually this fall, speaking of Our Lady, so something everybody should kind of have on their radar, is that the Archdiocese of Philadelphia will be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on Sunday, October 15th.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a really big deal. And, you know, it just comes with a whole plan from the Pennsylvania bishops where they decide in honor of the centennial of Fatima to consecrate all of the Pennsylvania dioceses to Our Lady. And so that's going to take place in Harrisburg, September 27th. But then Philadelphia, specifically under Archbishop Chaput, will be consecrated on October 15th. So I'd really love everybody to be kind of, number one, aware of it, but two, preparing for it and themselves kind of participating in consecration, because it's a really a big deal.
It is. Has that ever been done before, Megan?
You know what? I believe it has in the past, like way back in the day. My understanding is at least we've been consecrated to the Sacred Heart.
Okay.
So yeah, I believe in our like, kind of distant past, it has been done. So this would be if so, it would be a reconsecration.
Right.
I think one of the things a lot of us, I think especially if you work for the church, you kind of are way closer to this reality. But there's some problems that we have that the church has, that the world has, that simply cannot be solved by human means.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
Kind of, so true.
Yeah, yes. We're all kind of just. Mother Mary, come and do this for us. So I think we're all really excited.
Excellent. Yeah, that is really big news. What else do we have going on? I know there's some other things coming up.
Yeah, so Saturday, August 26th, there is a nice event for Catholic grandparents, a first ever. So the Catholic Grandparents Association, which is based in Ireland, is starting to inaugurate its presence here in the U.S., and they've decided to start that inauguration in Philadelphia. They are having a Catholic Grandparents Association conference on Saturday, August 26th at the seminary.
Okay.
So Catholic grandparents are all invited. It's about, evangelization, about passing on the faith, about how Catholic grandparents are kind of particularly situated to be doing that in their families. Another big one to keep on the radar is the Abbey Fest. Course.
Yes.
So Saturday, September 16th in Paoli. This will be year four, I believe. 3,000 plus people. It's very family friendly. You have parents there with kids in strollers, and you're just out on a big lawn, and you just throw down a blanket, and you listen to Matt Maher and a lot of awesome Catholic singers. And then there's a Eucharistic procession at night and Holy Mass. So it's a huge event for families. I've heard a lot of feedback from families about just how powerful it is for their family life.
It's very powerful.
And we're going to be a part of that this year, Megan, so I'm excited about that. We are excited to be at Abbey Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, awesome. So that's another big one. And then the other one I wanted to highlight, too, was Chris Stefanik will be coming October 4th and 5th to two parishes here in Philly.
Okay.
And that's another big family event. So I'm so grateful that we have these awesome Catholic events that are very family, like the whole family can go.
And Chris is big time. I mean, he's more popular than Dave Parker.
Right.
I mean, to put it into perspective, that's how popular he is. No, that's great news.
I'm gaining on him, and so is Gary.
That's great news.
Yeah, so those are family-friendly events, St. Agnes in Sellersville and St. Philip Neri in Lafayette Hill, so you can just check out those parish websites and, how to get tickets. I would definitely recommend getting tickets early. Those both are going to sell out, I'm quite sure of it. And again, Chris Stefanik is another one who's just, especially with your middle school, high school children,
right.
That he has, number one, has an ability to talk to that age group and also convince them of Christ.
Right.
So I think it's a way, like as parents, I think parents struggle with this a lot. What do I do about my kids? They're not interested in God. This is a great place to bring them.
Right. Anything else?
Those are the big ones.
Okay.
And of course, the Women's Conference, October 21st.
Oh, yeah.
And I've talked about that, and maybe we'll talk about that again next month.
We will, and we're going to be at that one, too. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Women's Conference.
Awesome.
We're excited about that. Now, Megan, remind us where we can find out more about these events online.
Yeah, so I would go to my office website just because it's all in one place, phillyevange.org/events, and that's where all the events are, and there are links to the websites and that kind of thing.
Wonderful, and I'll make it a point to link that at spiritinthemorning.com.
Wonderful.
Megan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for always being there whenever we need you to come on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. God bless
you. Megan.
Keep
God
up the good
you.
Work.
Thanks. You too.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
that's Megan Coakley, the director for the Office of New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, letting us know what's going to be happening in the upcoming months. Lots of great things planned.
Yeah. If that was not as busy, I'd hate to see busy.
I know.
Just wait. Hang on, folks.
But
through the winter months, it seems it picks up, according as Megan says.
It's great to have her on. And it's funny. Megan is one of these people that I don't rehearse a lot with her. So what I asked her at the beginning, we didn't even talk about that. I knew she would be able to give some great advice for maintaining our spiritual life in the summer. And she doesn't disappoint.
I mean, does not at all.
She is a very deep spiritual person.
Yes,
she is the perfect choice to be running that office for new evangelization.
Boy, did she evangelize well.
Yeah.
She referred to yesterday's gospel. And you and I were talking about it on the break.
Yep.
You know, sowing of the seeds.
That's right.
Yeah, how apt is that?
We're blessed to be able to have her join us each month on the program. When we come back, in case you're feeling a little anxious, we're going to have your Be Not Afraid Bible verse, so stay tuned. We are not done yet on spiritofthemorning.com. On Spirit in the Morning. Maybe I am done. Maybe I need to take a break. Dave Parker,
we're going
somebody
to break
help
soon.
Me.
Yeah. Come on in, Frank. Frank and I will take over. Gary,
somebody save me.
Go rest. It's summertime, okay?
Oh,
here
man.
We go.
I can't. That bumper music isn't going to come soon enough. We'll be right back with the Be Not Afraid verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 12:38, some scribes and Pharisees asked Jesus for a sign. He answered, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights." The Jews of the time were not concerned with accuracy with time the way we are. Jesus died on a Friday and rose on the following Sunday. That was close enough. In testing Jesus, the Pharisees were actually testing Almighty God. But their real fault is not to be found in their ignorance, but in their self-centeredness. This is often the case with us as well. While the 3 days meant nothing to them, we have the gift of hindsight and faith. But do we also look to Him with gratitude and love? I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, all your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near.
your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Was Blessings by Laura Story. That is one of my favorite songs because it reminds us that a lot of the blessings we get really come as suffering and difficulties in disguise. I mean, take a look at what's happening in your life and realize that God loves you, right? We know that. In fact, when I was driving up today, I saw a church with that. They have a message board out front. Simple message. God is love. And I think that's something we take for granted sometimes. God is love, and he loves you unconditionally. So therefore, anything that happens in your life can somehow help you. We may never fully understand in this life how our sufferings can help us. But if he loves you, he's not going to let anything happen to you that can't help you in some way with your ultimate goal, which is to get to heaven. So keep that in mind today. And I want to take a look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Comes from Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. I think one of the big problems that we face is that we focus too much on our problems, and we forget to keep our mind on the Lord. So how do we get over that? Here's what I would recommend. Today, if you're struggling, get your Bible, dust it off if you haven't looked at it in a while, open up your Bible, take a look, open it up to the Gospels. You don't know where to start? Start with the Gospels. It's the very best place to start in the Bible. Open up and take a look at what you read there. Open it up to Matthew's Gospel if you want. I mean, it's very simple. Just let the Lord speak to you. And when you do that, here's what I want you to remember. It's not as if you are reading a biography of a historical figure or reading about an event or reading fiction. You're having an encounter with the Lord. That's what happens when you open the Bible. Or, as Megan Coakley highlighted, go to Eucharistic adoration. Sit before Jesus Christ. That's him. That really is him. Just sit in his presence. What do you say? Don't say anything. You don't even have to worry about that. Just be in his presence. And then you'll imitate this Bible verse. Perfect peace when your mind is stayed on the Lord. If you get peace for a couple seconds, and then your mind starts to wander again, that's okay. Take that couple of seconds of peace just to be in the presence of the Lord. I mean, you know, Dave,
well said,
you can either focus on your problems or focus on the Lord.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot more peace by focusing on the Lord. Let him work a little bit.
Exactly.
He wants to work in your life.
And oftentimes, I mean, people struggle with the concept or on the actuality of suffering. And in the older Catholic Church, and we may have heard it, I didn't hear it as a Lutheran, but give it up to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Align it or just align yourself with the cross of Christ and give your sufferings, whatever they may be, to him.
Yep.
And in that, that is worthwhile. Although sometimes we don't believe that. We don't hear that.
I think there's one challenge in society right now where we like to place blame somewhere else. So instead of putting it up for the Lord, I think oftentimes people are blaming the Lord.
Exactly.
And so, you know, step back from all this. Step back from what you see in society. Step back from everything else. And, you know, utilize the Bible. You know, I love to just open it up and see where it says, you know, where it winds up. And, you know, take those words in. Separate yourself sometimes from everything else that's out there. Oftentimes that could also be a big thing. I think there's a great deal of anxiety that just comes from other people around us, our surroundings, and the anxiety of society.
And Gary, to your point, many Bibles have, I mean, they have enumerated, like, if you're suffering from anxiety or other things, I mean, and then they'll lead you, it'll back reference to that scripture or those scriptures.
Or just be easier about it if it's about anxiety. Just get Gary's book and then follow the verses.
You know what's funny? Well, thank you for that commercial. but I did exactly that. And especially in my first book, A Warrior's Guide to the Bible, I broke it down by certain types of anxiety.
Exactly.
And here are some verses. But you're right, Dave, and that's what it's all about. We need to sometimes take a break from the world and really tune into the Lord. That's the important message. That's how you're going to feel peace in life. I want to let you know, before we close, tomorrow on the show, Ken Davidson will be here. Ken hasn't been on the show before. He founded a company called Holy Heroes. They do an amazing job with children's videos, CDs. He's been... I got to meet Ken several years ago. I saw him in Dayton a few weeks ago. I said, would you come on the show to talk about what you're doing? He's doing amazing work. Also, Dr. Ray Guarendi will be here. The doctor will be in.
All
so
right.
Fasten your seatbelts. That's going to be interesting. Every time Dr. Ray's here, Wednesday on the program, Teresa Tamio will join us to talk about a recent blog post that she wrote about being nice to others on social media. Frank, I guess you... You've never heard of that before, have
you? No,
that's a new concept to you. I know that's a topic near and dear to Frank's heart. Also, Kate Wicker will be here later in the week, as well as Bobby Schindler. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It means a lot that you stop by and visit us each morning. Do me a favor, let your friends know about Spirit in the Morning. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we are trying to start your day off in the right way. You can visit us online at spiritinthemorning.com. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, as we go about the day, help us to always remember your presence. Help us to see you and everyone we meet. Help us to be able to share your love with those who are desperately in need of peace. Please use us today for whatever you need. And Father, give us the strength to deal with whatever we face. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to run now. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, you are not alone. The Lord's with you. So make sure you turn around and say hi. Until next time, this is Gary Zimak on behalf of Frank Elias and Dave Parker. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.